compete each other. But their contest is much different than many expect. Its theme is spiritual.
It is the most recognized Quranic competition in the Muslim world. This year, some 100 competitors from 61 countries have taken part in the event. They are chosen from the most elite reciters and memorizers of the Holy Quran in their country.
Many of these Muslim scholars had been practicing for years, only to be qualified enough to participate in the 28th International Holy Quran Competition in Iran.
It is what was one of my dreams to be here. Everything is gorgeous, you know. Alhamdulillah, I have some good experience.
And do you think that you're going to win?
I hope. Yes, I hope.
The ceremony was attended by Iran's high-ranking officials, including the President, Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance, and the representative of the leader of the Islamic Revolution.
The perfect human and the Quran are like two sides of one coin, and both of them are the reflections of God Almighty. The right path towards a pious life passes through the teachings of the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet, and the perfect human.
The contenders compete each other in three main categories, including recitation, memorizing the entire Quran, and article writing on Quranic subjects.
Those who make to such a competition have come a long way. They are usually experienced reciters and memorizers of the Holy Quran who have the experience of numerous contests inside and outside their countries. These people have completed many levels and have studied with hundreds of masters.
The idea of an international Quran competition was initially brought forward by Ayatollah Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Since its first inauguration in 1983, the competition gradually opened its place among Muslim scholars, serving as a platform for introducing new faces to the Muslim world in the field of recitation and memorizing the Holy Book of Islam. This year's event will continue until the 4th of July. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.
Venezuela has postponed next week's summit of Latin American leaders over the health status of its president, Hugo Chavez. Caracas says the gathering will be held later this year. It cites Chavez's recovery as a reason for the postponement. Now, the Venezuelan president was expected to host the summit on the 200th anniversary of his country's independence from Spain. The news broke out after new footage showed Chavez chatting with Cuban revolutionary leader Fidel Castro. Chavez underwent surgery for a pelvic abscess in Cuba earlier this month. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is on a four-day visit to China. Now, as our correspondent in Beijing, Stephen Rubey, explains,